When people think of technology, they think smartphones, but does anyone know what it does to you or the people around you or even the environment that you live in? Technology has a lot of pros and cons, but when it comes down to your life, it's up to you and what you think about technology. NTT DOCOMO launched the first 3G network in Japan on October 1st, 2001. There are 5 billion people now have a mobile phone connection according to a GSMA data. According to a report by IDC, Samsung remains the leader of the Chinese smartphone, making Huawei has surpassed Apple. Smartphones make shipped a total of 342 million units during the second quarter of 2018, resulting in a 1.8 decline when comparing to the 348.2 million units shipped in the second quarter of 2017. Here are the pros of having smartphones. People that don't have jobs or want a better one try to find them but are hard to find. Some 28% of U.S. adults said in a 2015 Pew Research Center survey that they have used a smartphone as part of a job search. This helps people that need jobs faster because it's hard to find one, but phones make it easy to find them with just looking them up. Another thing is that phones help people date. Nowadays, people date off of apps because they think that since a computer is looking for a person for their matching, that it will work. Other Pew Research Center data shows that 9% of U.S. adults say they have used mobile dating apps. That shows you people are relying on technology to help them with their daily needs. People think that smartphones are only used for a couple of things, but it also helps people with shopping in stores. While around half of U.S. adults, 51%, report making online purchases via their smartphone, people that use phones try to find the best deal and best chances of getting something that would go out of stock in stores. Here are the cons of having a smartphone. Everybody has friends, but some people pay attention more to their phones than they do with their friends. In a document state, I used to have a friend who checked her phone so much when we were together that I finally told her she had to choose me or her phone. Some people want to be with their friends more than their phones, but others don't, and that ruins their friendship. Another thing is people don't care about manners as much as they used to, because since they are behind a screen, they don't have to really have as much manners. In a document stating by Dr. Flores, friends are forgetting manners and properly social equipment because of their smartphones. So when kids are on their phones, they don't pay attention, and when they hit someone or bump, they would rather keep texting, calling, or playing games than saying sorry, and even when they're off, they would forget. The last one is smartphones have a negative influence on parenting. Kids love attention and need it. There has been research that has shown when parents are on their smartphones, they are not fully there for their kids, and the kids do not have as much attention as they need, and it starts to grow attention problems, and when they grow up, it gets really bad. That was really hard.